Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Stanley Rosenberg's presidency of the Massachusetts State Senate is officially over. In a closed-door meeting today, Senate Democrats decided that Senator Harriet Chandler will remain Senate president until the chamber elects its next permanent president in January 2019. Rosenberg was forced to step down as Senate president following allegations last December that his husband, Brian Hefner, sexually harassed at least four men. A Senate Ethics Committee investigation is currently underway about that. Another Boston Globe story this past Sunday accelerated the urgency. The Globe reported that Rosenberg had given Hefner access to his email and Senate calendar, and that Hefner had attempted to influence legislation. WBUR Statehouse reporter Steve Brown has the latest, and he joins us from Beacon Hill. Hi there, Steve.
Hi, Meghna.
So tell us more about what Senate Democrats decided today, and what did they say after they came out of their closed-door meeting?
Yeah, they were behind those closed doors for about 3 hours today, went in at 11, came out a little bit after 2 o'clock. They were talking about this distraction, the leadership of the Massachusetts State Senate. The question, could Stanley Rosenberg ever come back to become Senate president once again? Remember when he stepped aside back in December, he said he was doing so temporarily. But after the latest revelations, it became very clear that it had become too big a distraction up here and that that would not happen. Senate President Harriet Chandler came out and spoke for everyone, and she explained the reasons for the caucus's decision.
We have work to do for the people who've elected us, and acting doesn't quite do it anymore. We are now at the point where we need a president who has the full responsibilities and the full authority of a president of the Senate.
Harriet Chandler will be that president until next January.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you there, Steve, but I was just going to say that that means that they're removing the acting from her title tomorrow. Is that
right? The acting is coming off as of tomorrow, and she will appoint a new majority leader. She was the majority leader prior to the shakeup. She basically moved next door from the majority leader's office into the Senate president's office, albeit temporarily. Starting tomorrow, she'll be in there full time.
Okay. And before we get to Stanley Rosenberg himself, since we're talking about Harriet Chandler, do we know if she is interested in running for the position when Beacon Hill or when the Senate votes on a new president in January 2019?
That question was thrown to her, and she was emphatic in her answer.
No. No.
Are you running for re-election?
I certainly am, but not a candidate.
She was adamant about that. She is taking this temporarily. She is the Senate president, not the acting Senate president, but she will remain that until the beginning of January next year. And then the next Senate president, whoever that will be, will emerge.
Okay. So this must be a huge blow to Senator Rosenberg. Has he spoken?
He hasn't spoken, but I do have a written statement from Stan Rosenberg. He said, quote, "I am confident that Senate President Chandler will serve the Senate and the Commonwealth with distinction. I support what's best for the Senate and the Commonwealth, and I deeply regret the disruption that has been caused by the necessity of the investigation. I reiterate that Brian had no influence over my actions or decisions as Senate President, and I look forward to the completion of the investigation by the Senate Ethics Committee." Again, that's a statement from Senator Stan Rosenberg, the former Senate President here at the State House.
Now, speaking of that Ethics Committee investigation, does today's decision have any impact on that?
The investigation continues. Rosenberg is still a sitting senator, so they're going to look into to the allegations to see if he did anything improper or violated the rules of the Senate, and if so, they can take action against him. But it doesn't seem quite as pressing because initially it was felt that the investigation was there to get to the bottom of things, and if it cleared Stan Rosenberg, he possibly could come back as Senate president. But now that's off the table.
Okay. So then look forward with me a little bit, Steve, because I wonder, I mean, this decision was made following the Globe's latest reporting on Sunday. Was there a sense of urgency among Senate Democrats that the longer that Stanley Rosenberg had the opportunity to come back as Senate president, that it might end up haunting them all?
It could. It's going to be, you know, in the back of their mind. Now, keep in mind that most incumbent senators have a pretty healthy campaign war chest, which tends to keep people from running against them. Most state senators, I forget the exact number, run unopposed. So I don't think this year would be any different. But again, if the Rosenberg issue was still floating around there, people would be concerned. One senator who spoke about that was Senator Barbara Letalian.
I think they all need to be concerned. Everyone's going to be on the ballot in September or November, and I think they all need to be concerned about.
Ironically, Letalian will not be on the ballot September or November, at least not on a state Senate ballot. She's giving up her seat. She won't be casting a ballot next January. She's running for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District, so she can't run for both. So she won't be here, but many of her colleagues will be.
Now, finally, since, as you said, Harriet Chandler has adamantly said she will not run again for the presidency of the Senate in January 2019, who may be in the running instead?
Well, we're hearing four names bubbling up that could change as we go on. Sal DiDomenico of Everett, Eileen Donahue of Lowell, Karen Spilka of Ashland, and Eric Lesser of Longmeadow. They're all said to be, you know, making calls and trying to convince their colleagues that they would be a good choice once that position becomes vacant. Of course, every time a Senate president is sworn into office, that first day in office, everybody knows there's going to be a last day in office for that Senate president. So, you know, people plan ahead. A little tight schedule on this, so these folks are going to have to work over the next 8 months or so to get support.
That's WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown speaking to us from the State House. Steve, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Magna.